This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 2,300 people killed in Libya and thousands more reported missing after catastrophic flash floods collapsed dams under pressure from Storm Daniel, which wreaked havoc in the coastal city of Derna and across eastern Libya Sunday.
Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy.
Found that President Biden did lie to the American people about his own knowledge of his family's foreign business dealings.
The announcement of the inquiry also sets up a showdown between Capitol Hill and the White House, as lawmakers must strike a deal with Biden to keep the government open past a September 30th funding deadline. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
And on to our story in Verna.
Thousands of people were reportedly missing, and eastern Libya's interior minister told local media that one quarter of Darna was swept away by the flooding. Residents of Darna piled bodies in front of buildings and in makeshift morgues, lamenting the heavy death toll and the loss of many families in the flooding. Eyewitness reports say that corpses lined the streets in many parts of the city, and many others were carried away by the waters. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Emergency workers uncovered more than 1,500 bodies in the wreckage of Libya's eastern city, and it was feared that the death toll could surpass 5,000 after the floodwater smashed through dams and washed away entire neighborhoods of that city. The International Organization for Migration published a report indicating the border between the United States and Mexico is the deadliest land migration route in the world in terms of deaths and disappearance among migrants. More later. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
In typical fashion, North Korean state media confirmed Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un had in fact set off on a rare trip out of the country to visit Russia's Far East. His private train was headed to an unconfirmed destination for what the Kremlin described as comprehensive discussions with Vladimir Putin amid warnings from Washington they should not trade weapons. The Russian president gave little away to reporters who asked him why he was going to the Vostochny Cosmodrome on Tuesday, saying he had his own agenda there. U.S. officials have said arms talks between Russia and North Korea are actively advancing and that Kim and Putin were likely to discuss the war in Ukraine.
That is Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reporting. The British government has rejected calls to officially label China as a threat to its interests. Several lawmakers have called for a tougher line after it was revealed that a researcher in the British Parliament was arrested on suspicion of spying for Beijing. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
British police detained two men in March on suspicion of spying for China. The arrests came to light only this week when the Sunday Times newspaper reported that one of the suspects was a researcher in the British Parliament. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak raised the incident with Chinese Premier Li Qiang at the recent G20 summit in India and told lawmakers Tuesday he would defend British democracy.
I was emphatic with Premier Li that actions which seek to undermine British democracy are completely unacceptable and will never be tolerated.
China said the allegations of spying were a fabrication. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
International Organization for Migration, again, labeling the route from Mexico to the United States, one of the deadliest in the world.
The IOM report documented 686 deaths and disappearances among migrants on the U.S.-Mexico border last year, with nearly half the deaths recorded linked to the crossing of the Sonoran and Chihuahuan deserts, which border the U.S. states of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. The number of deaths and disappearances documented by the IOM along the border represent nearly half the 1,457 cases recorded throughout the Americas last year. But speaking to a news conference in Geneva Tuesday, IOM spokesman Paul Dillon said the actual number of deaths is likely higher.
Many more deaths are likely to have gone unreported due to a lack of data from official sources. The alarming figures are a stark reminder of the need for decisive action to create regular, legal,